G'day partners, Harry with you from Sectional Star Tips, here again to take you through our selections for this coming Saturday. We've got eight selections for you, spread across Rosehill, Caulfield and Doomben. Just checking the forecast for those locations. Expecting some light showers in Sydney and Brisbane. Melbourne looks relatively clear in the day, so we've taken that into consideration with our selections. So let's get stuck into it. Our first selection, we're at Rose Hill in the first race, going with horse number 5, Attractiveness. So racing well this preparation. It was a really good win last start in this same grade, midway benchmark 72. Sectionals in that race showed really sharp accelerations, particularly the last 200 metres, so that indicates up to the 1500 metres looks good. Draws down low here, so expecting a similar run where it's going to get midfield run with cover. It's just going to need the gap to appear so it can peel out and hit the line hard. And after the win, it only goes up half a kilo, so all those things considered for a horse that's racing well, and we already know it can win at this level, I think that represents a pretty good win bet. So that's Rose Hill race number 1, horse number 5, Attractiveness. For our next bet at Rose Hill, we're going to race 7. We're looking at horse number 3, Grand Impact, each way. So it's second up here. It was a nice return over the 1100 metres at Rose Hill last start. It ran on behind a dominant Roslyn Star. Looking at the sectionals in that start, it showed some good splits between the 8 and the 200 metres. Just peaked slightly late, but obviously it was first up after a long layoff, so that makes sense. I think that Rosalind's star form looks really good. I think that's a horse that's going to progress up to the better group races, so I think it's a good run by Grand Impact. It's also a track and distance winner. Draws nicely in barrier 5, so looking at the map, looks like it's going to sit outside the lead, which looks to be Hawker Hall, so it'll get the control. How far off it wants to set off the leader and have a good opportunity to sprint home. And it gets in okay at the weights. Gets a 1.5 kilo claim, so it gets down to 57.5. So I think for a horse that's showed talent, glimpses of talent over its career, looks like it's come back well. It likes a track and distance. At the time of recording, there was $9.50 around, so we're going to back it each way. I think that's good value. That's Rose Hill race 7, horse number 3, Grand Impact. For our next selection, we're going to race 8 at Rose Hill. We're looking at horse number 6, Blue Door. So obviously first up, returning, looking at its trial, it was running alongside Gangster Granny in Yellow Jersey, and we know they're both serious horses, both over 100 rated. The win last preparation was awesome, holding off next episode late. Had a wide barrier in that run and did a little bit of work early to get across, yet still showed a really sustained 800 metre sprint up on the pace. So just looking, it's drawn here, barrier 5. So it's going to get a good run up on the pace. So expecting a similar performance, and looking at the way it's trialled next to two really good horses, I think it's ready to go to the next level, Blue Door. So I think for a horse that's clearly talented, we know it's going to be up on the pace. I think that's a good win bet. So that's Rose Hill, race 8, horse number 6, Blue Door. For our next selection, we're going to race 10. We're going with horse number 10, Tarzing. So it's a horse we've been following on Sectional Star Tips. I think last start falls into the too bad to be true bucket, so we're going to forgive it one bad run. So we look back to the prior run, where it was running over Big Papa in benchmark 72 level. The section which there showed really good acceleration. Over the 4 to the 200 metres, and that acceleration level to me looks like it's clearly up to benchmark 78 level. It's a track and distance winner, draws nicely to get a midfield run with cover, so I think if it can bounce back to that level, it can clearly be winning a race like this. So that's Rose Hill, race 10, horse number 10, Tarzing. For our next selection, we're going over to Caulfield, looking at race number one, horse number 10, The Fundamental Nature. So it's first up, looking at its trial. It's in the same trial as the favourite here, Educated. Wasn't asked to do a lot, just ran along into fourth. Looking at last preparation, so had good talent. Won its maiden, went straight from maiden up to benchmark 64 grade and won both. And then sprinted well at Flemington, not far off from Get a Good Feeling, who we know is a Group 1 level horse. So that's good form. End of last prep, it was in a Group 3, but it got caught 3 wide, so we're putting a line through that one. And I think for a horse that's clearly got talent based on its progression last preparation, I think benchmark 74 level is a really suitable assignment first up for this horse. Gets it okay with 57.5 kilos and draws well in barrier 6 to get a nice run with some cover. So I think for a horse that's shown some talent, I think that's a good recipe. At the time of recording, there was $9, $9.50 around, so we're going to back that each way. I think that's a good bet. So that's Caulfield race number one, horse number 10, Fundamental Nature. For our next selection, we're going over to race 7 at Caulfield, looking at horse number 7, Cosmic Crusader. So second up here. Just an outstanding win first up in Group 3 level at the Bletchingley. Just tracked up inside horses and put the field away easily. The sectionals, really, really sharp acceleration between the 6 and the 200 metres. And then just sort of cruised home the last split. So up to the 1400 looks ideal. It's won 3 times at that trip prior. We know it's a Group 1 winner. And it just looks to come back at a really high level. So draws well here to get some midfield with some cover. I think we know it's a proper Group 1 level horse. We know it's come back with a bang. I think that's a good win bet. So that's Caulfield race 7, horse number 7, Cosmic Crusader. For next selection, we're going over to race 9, looking at horse number 3, Light Infantry Man, for the win. So first up, decent trial, running along on behind Bayvacht, which we know is also a proper group horse. Last preparation first up, it won at Group 3 level over the mile. And here it is in a benchmark 100, so should find this a little bit easier. And we know it can win first up over the mile. We know it's a multiple Group 1 winner. It's clearly the highest rated horse here by some margin. And at the weights, gets in okay, considering. Gets a 2 kilo claim, gets down to 60. So for a good horse, that's not a bad scenario. And I think for a horse we know that can win at Group 1 level, and we know it can win first up over the mile, I think this represents a good bet. At time recording, there was $5.50, $6 around, so we're going to back that for the win. That's Caulfield race 9, horse number 3, Light Infantry Man. And for our last selection, we're going over to Doomben, looking in race 6, horse number 10, Pink Vixen, Igsway. So it's racing well this preparation. Its last start was a nice win. It led and kicked hard on the straight and won well over the mile, so it stays at that trip. It's weighted well here, gets 3 kilo claim, gets down to the 55.5. Draws well in barrier 2, so we know it's going to get a good run up on the pace, so expecting a similar run over the mile. And for a horse that's in form, in a fairly moderate benchmark 70, I think at the time of recording it was $8.59 around, that's good each way value. So that's Doomben race 6, horse number 10, Pink Vixen. So there you go, punters. There's our 8 selections for this coming Saturday. Remember, as always, stay disciplined on the punt, and I look forward to chatting to you all next week.